We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coaches Corner. And, Coach, again, congratulations. Victory last Friday afternoon. You pick up a win over Altoona Midway. Looking back at that game, how did you feel about the way the guys played?
Well, we definitely had stuff to fix. I mean, we won pretty easily, but, you know, Altoona Midway passed the ball really well against us, and that's something that we got to get fixed before we, you know, get farther on into the season. Offensively, we got to our blocks better, but I mean, everything just felt like there was a lot of a lot less fire than we needed. But luckily, we ended up, you know, coming away with the W.
You mentioned that the Altoona Midway was able to throw the ball a little more effectively, but overall, defensively, you had to be pleased with what you got from your defense.
Yeah, I mean, this was the second straight week we gave up negative rushing yards, so I mean, we are pleased about that. We do fly around to the ball, you know, we don't miss a lot of tackles, and those are the positives for sure. But there's, you know, those little things we got to make sure we get fixed to make sure we're successful, you know, deep into the season.
And then offensively, being able to score 51 points, as we talked before we started this interview, Altoona Midway won't be the best team that you'll face all season long, but anytime you can put 51 points on the board, you have to be excited.
Yeah, I mean, we are definitely happy that we can score points. I want to try to be more explosive in terms of, you know, big play capabilities. You know, but if we have to, we've always been a team that could just, you know, get a first down and just keep on marching on down the field. And I mean, and if we have to do that, I mean, we will, but I want to be able to see more big play opportunities out of ourselves.
We're visiting with Nick Forenza, head football coach at Waverly High School in the Area Coaches Corner. And finally, you guys get to play a game at home, week 3, and you're hosting Southern Cloud. What do you know about Southern Cloud?
Oh, they're pretty big old boys. I mean, their smallest kid that they're going to put on the field is 150 pounds. Our biggest kid we're going to put on the field is 190 pounds. They're big. They're not super fast, but they are big, and they're going to be hard to tackle on defense. And on offense, they're going to be, you know, hard to move out of the way because, you know, we're definitely going to be smaller than them. But if we hit things fast and hard all night, we should be able to take care of business.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. Do you feel like that your speed might be the deciding factor in this game?
Yeah, if we can turn on the jets a little bit more, we should be able to, you know, take care of business pretty handily.
When you look at these players making the adjustment, you've now played 2 games in 6-man. Are they starting to get a feel for how the flow of the 6-man game goes?
It's really hard to tell with the, you know, with the teams we've gone against. We'll definitely have to see how it goes as the season goes on. We see, you know, the better teams and so on and so forth. But for the most part, you know, we're understanding, you know, how life goes in 6-man. And I've been really, really impressed with some of the things that we've been able to put together, or my players have been able to put together in their brains, when it comes to, you know, hey, there's, you know, a humongous cutback lane in 6-man, or hey, the quarterback didn't hand off the ball, so he's stuck back there, you know, that type of stuff we've been able to figure out pretty easily. So,
Coach Forenza, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coaches Corner. Good luck on Friday night against Southern Cloud, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Hey, thank you so much, and thank you for everything you do.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas on KVOE, live and local.